But the biggest news that month was the departure from Apple, yet again, of its co-founder, Steve Wozniak. Wozniak was then quietly working as a mid-level engineer in the Apple II division, serving as a humble mascot of the roots of the company and staying as far away from management and corporate politics as he could. He felt with justification that Jobs was not appreciative of the Apple II, which remained the cash cow of the company and accounted for 70% of its sales at Christmas 1984. People in the Apple II group were being treated as very unimportant by the rest of the company, he later said. This was despite the fact that the Apple II was by far the largest selling product in our company for ages and would be for years to come. He even roused himself to do something out of character. He picked up the phone one day and called Scully, berating him for lavishing so much attention on Jobs and the Macintosh division. Frustrated, Wozniak decided to leave quietly to start a new company that would make a universal remote control device he had invented. It would control your television, stereo, and other electronic devices with a simple set of buttons that you could easily program. He informed the head of engineering at the Apple II division, but he didn't feel he was important enough to go out of channels and tell Jobs or Markkula. So Jobs first heard about it when the news leaked in the Wall Street Journal. In his earnest way, Wozniak had openly answered the reporter's questions when he called. Yes, he said, he felt that Apple had been giving short shrift to the Apple II division. Apple's direction has been horrendously wrong for 5 years, he said. Less than 2 weeks later, Wozniak and Jobs traveled together to the White House, where Ronald Reagan presented them with the first National Medal of Technology. The president quoted what President Rutherford Hayes had said when first shown a telephone. An amazing invention, but who would ever want to use one? And then quipped, I thought at the time that he might be mistaken. Because of the awkward situation surrounding Wozniak's departure, Apple did not throw a celebratory dinner afterward. So Jobs and Wozniak went for a walk afterward and ate at a sandwich shop. They chatted amiably, Wozniak recalled, and avoided any discussion of their disagreements.